This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Daily Show podcast.
Text or call us, 877-310-4MSJ.
And guess who's calling the first person to call us this morning? Jody.
Hey!
That's because
hey,
Jody's
guys.
Still at the hospital with her mom, who's in recovery, and things are going well.
It's funny. There's so many things, I think, to share with you and share with everybody. And one that's hitting me today is that if you're ever at a hospital, you know, in a room with a family member at shift change, it's funny. If you spend time in a hospital with somebody, you know that different, you know, caregivers and nurses come in and they work shift work. And here it's 7 to 7. So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
A lot of nurses do the very long shift. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. And it makes sense, though, now that I've seen it in action and sort of lived it for this week. It does make sense, but it just brings back to my mind. We've had Chelsea and Harrison. Harrison is on with my mom right now, and she really loves him. And he's got a great manner, and he has great energy. And Chelsea takes care of business completely, has taken really good care of her. But
I've been watching that very, very thorough.
Yeah, but if you had 100 different nurses, they would all handle things differently.
Yeah,
just like every doctor,
you know. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's true that every single person, you have this power too. You bring something unique to every situation, every room that you walk into, every relationship you're in. You bring your energy, and your energy is not something that can be, you know, faked. You know what I mean?
Not only that, it almost hits you right away. Like, I'm assuming as soon as Harrison walked in the door, you went, nice guy here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get to know, well, you know, I never really thought about the longer shifts that way. That makes sense, because it would be pretty chaotic to change shifts so quickly when it's something so personal and the knowledge of what each individual situation is. Mm-hmm. That would be very chaotic care, and it's not that at all. And I know that's very difficult. That's why I respect some of these shifts are not easy shifts to do, right? Like Chelsea's shift is an overnight shift. And, you know, you're doing 12 hours, you know, in a row and however many days off that you get. And that's pretty intense. And I'm sure, too, a lot of the surprises wind up happening overnights, you know, with emergencies and unexpected things like
that.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to say this. There were some surprises with my mom overnight. And Chelsea acted like, though, it wasn't a surprise to her. In other words, she said, this is completely normal.
She's seen it before.
Happened, and we handled it. And here's what we're doing. You know, you're going to have different caregivers, and they're gonna bring something different no matter what you do.
Well, thank goodness, right? Know? If everybody was alike, that would be kind of, you know, predictable. And
unless they were all like Harrison.
Yeah.
Coming up at 6:50, three things to know today, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, Snickers has dropped a new cheesecake and candy treat for us.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
We have a new Snickers treat at the grocery store. Right now, only at Walmart, but it's going to spread to everybody.
Okay.
It is Snickers dipped cheesecake bites.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, they sound delicious.
They do.
It is dry roasted peanuts and a nougat caramel cheesecake covered in milk chocolate and topped with Snickers pieces.
That sounds delicious. You know, the weird thing about cheesecake to me is the chocolate part. It doesn't always blend perfectly.
Right.
There are people that do it right, but I bet if it's Snickers, it's probably going to be done right.
Just so you know, before you go rushing in to buy them, there's only 8 in a package, and it's $7.99 is the average price.
Oh, okay.
Basically $1 a bite.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. M&M's, we told you about this one. They're going to be introducing the banana nut bread flavor.
Yeah. Jody questions that one.
Yeah. Well, it's already in stores now, so you can find it now, and apparently it's in all the Kroger-affiliated stores to start with. So
okay.
Go there if you want to find it right now.
We should try one.
Yeah. I want to get that and try it. If your kids can't decide if they want candy or cookies, we got a remedy for you. Mothers, they make the animal crackers that are frosted. Well, they now have frosted animal crackers with Nerds in the frosting.
Ooh.
So you get your cookie and your candy at the same time.
You know, it seemed like it took forever for the Nerds line to start expanding. Do you know they have these sort of like gummy type Nerds now?
Yeah. They have Nerds ropes too.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Got a new mac and cheese from Kraft, new shapes, I should say, to go in line with FIFA and the World Cup.
Okay.
It's soccer shapes. We have the soccer ball. We have cleats. Or boots, as they call them, and the field as well.
Cool. They've been doing the whole circular thing, like the SpongeBob ones were the first ones I remember seeing the little holes in like that.
Yeah. And speaking of the World Cup, the folks at Coors have created not the tall boy, but the taller boy. It is $30. You can only order it on the Coors website.
Oh,
it looks
God.
Like it's about three beers tall.
Yeah.
And the name is Coors, just like when you score a goal. Goal!
Okay. That's the biggest can I've ever seen.
I guess it gets hot by the time you get to the bottom.
Well, unless you have a really big koozie.
Yeah. You can get that, like I said, CoorsLight.com and, until they're gone.
All right. Coming up, we'll check in with Jody again at the hospital, and then your Outsiders coming up next.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Featuring Sam today.
All right, because Jody will be with us again in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Got another Cat in the Hat movie that is going to be coming our way. This one coming November the 6th of this year, so just in time for the holidays. And the voice of the cat, it's an animated one. The voice of the cat is going to be Bill Hader.
Cat in the Hat. Every one of your assignments is a disaster.
Yeah, comedy ensues there. A lot of voices on this one. America Ferrera, Bowen Yang, Giancarlo Esposito, all going to be in this one. The story behind this one is the Cat in the Hat is summoned to his boss's office at the Institute for the Institution of Imagination and Inspiration.
Okay.
And he's told, just as you heard, how much of him, every time he does has a job, things go wrong, but they want him to go help out a couple of kids who are new to town and adjusting to life in the new town. And of course,
how does the animation look in this one? Does it look like your stock standard, or is
no,
it like
no? It looks really polished.
Yeah,
it's kind of that Pixar looking, really polished animation there.
Yeah.
The twins, you know, Thing One and Thing Two are involved in this one
okay.
too. So it's kind of the same telling of the story, just updated, I guess, and new, because we had that Mike Myers one back in 2003. Where Mike Myers was the Cat in the Hat, and of course the original series. But this one coming out, and it's called The Cat in the Hat, November the 6th.
Coming up next, we're checking back in with Jody at the hospital.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We really do love hearing from you, and we read and see every comment that rolls in, even when I'm not there, which I'm not there today. I'm
yeah.
just joining via... You know, this way.
Look, I'm really glad. I'm glad that you're joining us this way.
Yeah.
You certainly don't have to, because I know your mom's getting your full focus.
Yeah, we need some help. The two of us just can't cope without
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true.
Not true. Not true, but Murphy, Sam, and Jody's my family, too. It's my everyday. So I just want to shout out my wow this week. Keep the wow is my motto. And my wow this week, Murphy, I knew that you would care for me in this, and I knew you would bring me sandwiches and check on me and bring me water and... all the things, and take care of Champ and Sparky at the house. But my wow this week, our daughters, Taylor and Phoebe.
Yeah.
They love their Nana. She's the one in the hospital, and they've been wonderful to her and with her. Like, and Phoebe rolled in the other day during visitation hours. She was like, hey, Nana, we're so proud of you. You did such a good job. You know, Phoebe was really doing that attagirl thing to her, and she needed it. You know,
yeah.
a grandma's going to perk up at a grandchild.
Isn't that amazing to see how that happens? It's like universal. It's so
but
true.
But what I'm saying is they've cared for me this week. I cannot tell you, Murphy. I think Taylor and Phoebe are checking on me more than you. Like, you know, they're just in. And when Nana would ask how are her cats doing, my brother's taking care of her cats at her house. And, you know, I told her they don't have what they want, which is you, but they have what they need. And Phoebe also reminded me, remember that. She may not have what she wants, but she has what she needs, meaning you can go home and rest.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a lovely reminder. And Taylor keeps checking on me. You know, she's offered to come spend the night if I need to go home and sleep. So that's my wow. These girls, I didn't expect them to sort of step up in that way where they're not just focused on her, but they're taking care of me too. It's yeah. just really beautiful to me.
Well, you know, it's always a wonderful surprise when it's your children, because you appreciate it obviously when it happens, but you're so used to giving it in the other direction that when
exactly.
it comes back like that,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a warm,
right.
wonderful
it's like, wait,
surprise.
What's going on right. here? Are you my mother? No.
No, your right. kids are taking care of you while you're taking care of your mom.
Right.
Yeah, big life stuff.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
In for Jody today, the 2026 FIFA World Cup starts today. Mexico versus South America. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, South Africa. And this is the first time it's ever been in three nations, U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Three different opening ceremonies. Shakira's doing Mexico City, as Sam has talked about previously
yeah.
in Music News. And Katy Perry will be at the L.A. ceremony. By the way, if you want to spend $79, you can get your picture or face or name up on the big jumbotron at whichever location.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I think that may just be here in the U.S., you know, a little capitalization moment. Big one from last night is that, and this is number two, Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner shared a moment that went viral. You would think that just the Knicks winning the game last night, it was their hug. You know, they embraced right after a big win against the Spurs. It was really a close game, big comeback, 107 to 106, the Knicks won
29
game.
Point comeback.
Yeah. And the other thing that went viral was Taylor's Stevie Nicks t-shirt, the K-N-I-C-K-S t-shirt.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
And finally, number three, today is the, this is crazy, today's the 44th anniversary of the release of the movie E.T. Yeah, it came out June 11th, 1982, and then, of course, tomorrow is Disclosure Day,
hey!
Which is Steven Spielberg's latest movie, you know, starring Emily Blunt, and it's already got raving reviews for, you know, from critics. It's his first, and his, actually, I should say, they say it's his best in 20 years.
You're up to date.
Three things to know today. Social Media Connect.
Jody, a lot of these are for you. Jody, by the way, is still at the hospital this morning, so she's on the phone with us. And
hi, yes,
hey.
Joining via phone.
Yeah, your mom had surgery a couple of days ago, so obviously you're still there attending to her. And so mm-hmm. we have had a lot of comments on our Facebook page.
Yeah, this one comes from Linda. She says, moms have a special place in our lives. I get to talk to or see my 89-year-old mom every single day. I take her to appointments, shopping, get her prescriptions cleaned for her, and I cut her hair, even give her perms. There's going to be a huge part of my life that ends when she passes, but I will be happy knowing I spent so much time with her.
Thank you for that. We all don't realize that. Like some of us live in that space where we know, and then some of us are like always wondering, hey, I could have been there more, I could have done more.
Yeah.
But,
there's a whole lot
thank
of po-
you for that.
A whole lot of positivity here for you, Jody.
Of course.
Mona says, praying for your mom, you and your family. I've been in your shoes. Be with her because that's what she needs, and it's good for you also. We're praying that she gets well soon.
Yeah. I will tell you something that's interesting, and you know this happens in life, especially when it's your mom or a parent, and they're in need of your help. It's a bit of a shift and a change. But my mom is also 100% still my mom. You know, the first night, the day she had the surgery, she was trying to tell me, "No, you don't need to stay here. You need to go home and sleep because you have work."
Mm-hmm. Once
and
a mama,
like,
always a mama.
Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought that was beautiful. You know, she's in her current state. She's still in that little way, a short percentage being my mother, and I love that.
Yeah, all moms are like that. When I had to visit my mom when she had her hip surgery, It was the same thing when I showed up in the hospital room. It's like, what are you doing here? You don't need to be doing all of this.
I always tell our girls that, Taylor and Phoebe. It's like, I can't turn it off. I can turn it down.
Yeah.
You know, I can adjust as life adjusts and you grow up and you get your own, but I can't turn it down.
Yeah.
I find myself trying to turn it down. If we're sitting somewhere and it's cold and I see if, you know, Taylor doesn't have a jacket, I want to say, do you want my jacket or do you need it? You know, we can turn it down, but we can't turn it off.
Well, here's two more to share with you before we wrap this one, Jody. Emily says you're an absolute anchor for copious amounts of followers. This is your time to focus on her, knowing that you have a prayer village holding you up near and far. I think that's really that's the big thing. When it's a group of people supporting at the same time. And Marion says the same thing. Remember to take care of yourself so you can take care of others too.
Thank you. You're right. I'm working on taking care of myself.
Yes. Reach out to us anytime. We've got more from Jody coming up at 7:53. Things to know today and next, your morning pick me up.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free and easy.
So it's time for the morning pick me up. And if you're wondering how in the world do you take something kind of freaky, like, scams and phishing schemes and all this kind of stuff, or a demonstration video on cybersecurity, which could be pretty boring. And turn it into something fun. Well, you recruit Conan O'Brien, which is exactly what Adaptive Security, the company that specializes in this kind of stuff, did.
According to the teleprompter I'm reading, people think deepfakes are new. They're not. In the 1990s, I replaced celebrities' mouths with my own. Back then, making a deepfake took hours. But today, AI can clone a person's face and voice in seconds.
So, you know, and that's actually why he was recruited to do this in the first place, because that was his whole shtick. If you remember, you know, Conan's late night show, all the lips moving and all that. And so pretty creative on the part of the people at Adaptive Security to decide, okay, if we're going to do a 15-part series that our employees are going to have to watch through on cybersecurity, do it in a way that makes people laugh.
I know. I don't work there, but I want to see all 15 of these.
Yeah,
now.
Me too.
Hey, Conan, it's me, Joe. I need to access the RAM on the 10100 Ethernet RAID stack on Linux server 352 SQL. Send me your password, stat.
See? Not easy to spot.
The visual on that one's funny, as Sam was saying, because he's got the mustache and it's a bit, but it's a whole entertaining, you know, series. It just goes to show you can take something serious. And you know what? I bet that'll be more memorable than trying to read from a playbook on how to, you know, make things safe.
You think this maybe is going to spark other companies to possibly jump on board and start doing this, as opposed to the boring PowerPoints that you have to watch about not giving out your passwords?
Yeah, I mean, probably. What is really ironic about it to me is so much of that training is now done with AI voices anyway.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean?
It's mispronunciations and everything.
I think this is it probably wasn't cheap for them to partner to do that with it being Conan.
No.
But it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And especially as AI becomes more sophisticated and can kind of think on its own now, it's going to be more complicated to understand. So I think if they just take the concept and make it simple or funny or comical, it's going to be a lot easier for people to digest and retain. Mm-hmm. You know, so thank you, Conan. That's today's morning pick-me-up. Got your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
With Sam in for Jody for this morning.
Yep.
I got a couple movie trailers that came out yesterday. Some big ones, too, we want to share with you. The latest live-action Moana movie trailer. And this one, we actually get to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui.
I'm sailing away. You're welcome. This mission has no chance.
And nobody's singing for him in that one.
No, he's doing the singing. And that You're Welcome song, he brings that one back. Apparently, all the kids love that one from the animated one. And by the way, if you see him in this trailer and think, man, he looks pumped up, they actually did put a bodysuit on him to make him a little more pumped up.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, he has to, even as big as he is, he has to be even bigger to be Maui.
Okay.
And we have a sequel trailer that dropped yesterday. If you remember The Social Network from years back, we now have the sequel.
Oh, the Facebook movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they continue that one. This one is called Social Reckoning. It's about a whistleblower, a Facebook whistleblower. You got to hear Jeremy Strong, because he plays Zuckerberg and he sounds just like him.
I don't want to be made an example of by a guy with unlimited resources.
Harm, I promise you, is imminent. People around here understand that when I say no, that's the end of the debate. I'm not 2 years out of a dorm room anymore, Charlie.
Doesn't that sound like Zuckerberg?
Wow, that sounds exactly like Mark Zuckerberg.
Look for that one in October.
Coming up at 7:50, three things to know today.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
Yeah, remember that tomorrow's Grateful Friday. We'd love to know the big and little things that you are grateful for. And Jody, I know that you're grateful to be able to be with your mom right now. This morning.
Yes, thank you guys for understanding. So I'm still at the hospital, just stepped out of the room to hang out with you guys a little bit because, you know, Murphy, Sam, and Jody is a part of me too. So what's going on?
Nothing really. How about you? No. Yeah.
Sam's got a little update. Sam's got a little update he wants to run by you, Jody, for your opinion.
Yeah. You know, this weekend, Maddie and Parker, my twins, are turning 21, and Maddie's got a party. Yes. And part of the party fun is they wanted pictures from Mom and with Maddie and pictures with Dad and Maddie. And I have to write something special just to Maddie. Now, the little clarification here. I got the first draft I'm going to run by you, but I thought this was like a power.
Wait. You're doing a draft for two. Isn't it two lines?
I can't stick to two lines. to tell your 21-year-old daughter what she means to you in two lines? Nah. And I found out it's not a PowerPoint thing either. They're printing this as a scrapbook for Maddie to keep.
Oh, well, see, they can print as many pages as they need.
Yeah, it's unlimited.
No.
Yeah.
But more important, it's going to be there forever.
Yes, correct. It doesn't have to be plugged in and charged.
Now, here's how it starts. Madison, by the way, inside joke. I always call her the wrong name.
Because it's Madeline in real life.
Madeline,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
But Madison,
awesome.
You know, Mary, all yeah. kinds of stuff. First of all, I want you to know how much I love you now and forever. As a dad, good start?
Very good.
As a dad?
Going for the punch, like punching right away, yes.
As a dad, I've looked forward to every time we've been able to spend time together. On the patio, kissing you goodnight, Ulta and thrifting trips, everything. Yes, I love all the boys, but you have always been special to me. And there's a middle paragraph, which it's really personal, so I'm going to just leave that for Maddie. And I'm going to get to the last paragraph. I love you that you still seem to enjoy my corny dad jokes. You've heard them so much, you usually have the punchline before I text it to you. You're so smart, so beautiful, and I'm lucky to be able to call you my favorite daughter. Which she's my only daughter. Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, ha, ha.
Love you.
Here's your joke. I love it.
Love you. Later, Gator, your father.
That can't be improved upon, and it's you with the jokey joke.
Yeah.
Like you opened with a joke, calling her a different name, and you ended with the favorite daughter.
Spot on, Sam.
Good. Thank you, Jody.
Yeah.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Well, kind of a typical summer weather thing going on as we go into the weekend here with widespread outbreak of severe weather expected in parts of the plains in the Midwest. With really large golf ball size hail possible. That always seems to happen in that part of the country. That's really where the biggest risk is. Tennessee Valley's expecting a lot of rain. And, of course, across all of the Southeast, plenty of heat.
No baking. There.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, a California judge is allowing a landmark social media addiction verdict against most of the major tech companies like Meta and YouTube to stand. No new trial approved there. But this is the case, in case you didn't remember, that a woman who alleged she became addicted to their platforms at a young age because of the design, and they awarded her $6 million in damages. Both YouTube and Meta are still fighting that. They're saying they're going to appeal. So we'll see where that winds up going. And number three, so here's a new study that shows that store brands really do save you more money than the name brands.
Yeah.
It may taste a little different to you, but they studied 171 different store brand food and drink items at Kroger and Target and Walmart and Aldi, and the store brand with the big savings of all of them was the sports hydration drinks, which there's no shortage of today.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of them.
They cost almost 74% less than the name brand versions at Walmart. Cereal comes in number two.
Yeah.
Not a surprise there. You can save almost 70% like at Walmart on their brand of Fruit Loop style cereals, and the same, you know, with Aldi. And by the way, the third thing on the list, Sam, it's a little odd, it's ketchup.
No.
Yeah, generic ketchup is cheaper.
You're up to date. Three things to know today. Direct message us on Facebook.
Guys, I will tell you this. For being in and out of the hospital, being in mostly with my mom this week for days.
Which is where you are right now.
I realize I don't know how to do this.
Really?
Be a lesson for anyone who's ever done this.
What do you
They're
mean?
Just saying. So let's just say this. If you have someone of your best friend's father is in the hospital or their significant other or whatever, and you want to do something, yes, you could bring flowers or balloons or you know, send messages. But if you're looking for an idea of what to do, I didn't know how to do this, meaning I didn't pack the right things. I couldn't find my deodorant this morning. Everything's a mess. You know, I've not sat in a hospital for days in and out, really, that I can ever remember. I've been in the hospital when I had the girls, but and Taylor and Phoebe have been wonderful, and so have you, Murph, but and Sam, too, offering and checking on us. But, you know, like, if you want to bring something or do something for somebody that you love who is staying with a family member in the hospital, you know, bring them a little snack. Bring them a little, you know, antibacterial. You just never know what they might have forgotten. I can tell you right now, this morning, it is freezing in the room. And I didn't dress right for it. So you wrapped up in the blanket.
You mean how to help the helper, right? That's what you mean.
Yeah. Help the helper, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, in this case, and I didn't even think about this in the ICU, there can't be any flowers in there. There can't be any food in the room. So there, it's very limited, and you have to know in advance what you can bring and what you can't bring up there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I had a chance to run down to the little coffee shop and, like, what do you want to eat? I haven't eaten in hours. And so I'm like, oh, let me just have a muffin. And she goes, what kind? And I'm like, I don't want to make a decision. Give me chocolate chip. And so, of course, I heat it up because I'm freezing, and I start to eat that. And what do you think happens when you eat a warm chocolate chip muffin, just the top of it?
You get thirsty?
No. I have chocolate chips all over my hands, and I'm wearing chocolate chip pants. Like, it's just. Well, I'm a mess, you know. So,
well, you're focused on everything else. I mean, your regular routine is what's disrupted. So you got to give yourself a little grace on that. You know, you're more concerned about your mom than you. So it's really easy to overlook those little things. You know,
it's not about me, but I'm just saying, if you have a friend who's staying in the hospital with a loved one, if you're going to come up or drop something off, you know, something for their, you know, manicness, because that's what it feels like. You're really fish out of water.
Do you need Murphy to sneak anything into you today?
I can make it look like it's not food.
Yeah.
I found my deodorant, so I'm set. I think I'm set, and I have half of a chocolate chip muffin still.
All right. Coming up, got another Hollywood Outsider.
And you know that letter I have to write for Maddie this weekend, Jody? I want to run it past you. I got a first draft on it. Always love hearing from you, and there's so many ways you can get in touch with us. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, MurphySamAndJody.com, YouTube, pretty much anything that's on your computer, it'll reach out to us. And Jody, I know you're not here today, but I wanted to share this email for you from our good friend So.
Okay.
So wrote in, and this is about the memory that you shared with us of Mama Thelma taking you to the library to get books in the summer.
Right. I had forgotten about that until something that she said about libraries in the summer for kids. Don't forget that there's a lot available. And I had that memory that she took me when I was she was the first person to ever give me a book and say, hey, let's learn in here and read. And I don't even think that she could read very well, but she wanted me to read, which I thought was beautiful, but I didn't realize it at the time. You know?
At that age, you don't realize that she's trying to do something for you that she didn't do for herself.
Yes.
Correct.
And So says, and by the way, So answers a couple questions. She says, yes, So is short for Sonia, and I am a social worker. I have a master's in social work, and I work as a substance use counselor, and I do a lot of mental health counseling, too.
Yes.
And she goes on to say, as part of my job, I also know community resources, and I'm a fan and supporter of libraries because they are often my last free space for people to use. They're always a great free resource for people. There's typing courses, smartphone classes, meetups, meeting rooms, and my favorite reading challenges during the summer. Plus, air conditioning.
Well, that's true.
I'm glad I was able to bring up a memory for you. Have a great day, So.
Oh, my God. So thank you for that. You did bring back a special memory from a woman who, I mean, she passed away when I was 10, my grandmother, and I had forgotten that completely. And I will say, we mentioned this in Three Things to Know this week. They say if you want your summer to be extended to make it feel longer, it's what's making them shorter for us is technology and the way we live today and the way we're overscheduled. Have a book to read. Let that be your summer, a summer goal. Like, you're going to start and finish a book this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one. So, even if it's just one, I mean, that's a good
one
goal.
One would be good.
And
yeah.
A lot of libraries,
thank
too.
Thank you again, so.
A lot of libraries, too, for the summer have reading programs for the kids where they can earn points and prizes and gifts and goodies, too. So reading and getting stuff.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Of course, we're taking care of the outsider for Jody this morning.
Yeah, well, she's out.
Mm-hmm. And got some home improvement news. Actually, it's some Tim Allen news. Of course, you know, he is busy with Toy Story 5 right now.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me?
But of course, we all got to know him from Home Improvement back in the day.
The Binford Volcano Master 5000. This is 150,000 BTU.
That's been 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Apparently, and I didn't know they were doing this, but there was a reboot in the works, like, to find out what's going on with the family nowadays. And Tim Allen said he wanted it to focus on the three boys and, you know, their families and how Tim Allen is now a grandfather in the series and all that.
Right.
But he says the problem is the three kids. He says there is all kind of personality problems with the three kids. Of course, one of them.
Meaning like in real life, the actors have personality
issues?
Yeah,
real life, the actors. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, he left acting years ago and says he wants nothing to do with it.
Okay.
The little one, Taryn Noah Smith, has only done one or two things in acting, so he's really not into it. And of course, the big one, Zachary Ty Bryan, he's been arrested on and off over the years, and I think he's in jail right now on a 5-year sentence. So,
well, then that would make it a little difficult to get on the stage.
As Tim Allen puts it, it's challenging right now.
A little bit.
Sam's got music news.
I know Toy Story 5 does not come out until next Friday, the 19th, but they had the official world premiere in Hollywood this week. And they had a big surprise because Taylor Swift showed up, sat down at the piano, and she played her new song, I Knew It, I Knew You.
I remembered I loved you, came back when I met it, I saw you.
Wait, so this was in person? Oh, wow.
Yeah. At the world premiere, once everybody got into the theater, it's like, hey, Taylor Swift's here.
Whoa.
And so she played the new song. She spoke as well and thanked the directors for including her, and she also thanked Randy Newman. And then she said, oh, by the way, she brought Randy Newman out, and they did the original Toy Story song together.
Some folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
No one's smarter than you. Bigger and stronger, too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. You know how earlier this week, too, we told you that the Disney folks that were in charge of the movie put together a whole fake version so that none of the staff knew Taylor
like
Swift
a decoy.
Was involved.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks was at the world premiere, and he said even he didn't know. He said last week they were brought into a room and told Taylor Swift's got the song over the closing credits. And they were like, what? You didn't tell anybody?
Wow.
So even the stars didn't know this was happening.
Okay.
Moving on to Disney World, you know, last December, they tore down Aerosmith from the Rock and Roller Coaster, and they were putting in the Muppets. Well, the Muppets are officially there now, so if you go to Disney this summer, you're going to be riding on the Rock and Roller Coaster with the Muppets, Dr. Teeth, and the Electric Mayhem, and some of the songs they're featuring. Def Leppard is on there singing. You've got Born to Be Wild with Camilla the Chicken, Katrina and the Waves with Kelly Clarkson and Dr. Teeth. This is the original version.
Yeah.
And also the original version of Love Roller Coaster. Well, they do it with Jennifer Hudson and Questlove on the ride.
Oh, that's fun.
And throughout the ride, there's a lot of cameos of other artists popping up. So
no Aerosmith covers on that one?
No.
Oh, man.
It would be nice to see Aerosmith pop up, too, on there. Later on this month, Alan Jackson bids his big farewell. They got the big concert coming up in Nashville, and NBC says, you know what? We're going to record it all and play it back for you later on this year. The director that did the Taylor Swift Eras Tour and the Hannah Montana Anniversary Special, he's in charge of this one, so look for Alan Jackson this summer.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
All right.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
They said the Big Apple had everything. Now it has more. The wait is over. Live table games have arrived in the Big Apple. Every roll, every shuffle, every spin happens right here. 24/7. Only at Resorts World New York City. Experience blackjack, baccarat, craps, and roulette. It's not just a whole new world. It's a world like no other. Resorts World New York City. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Standard message rates apply.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.